So I'm trying to get in shape. And everybody started and stopped a million times, right? That's what you do when working out. You start, you stop, you start, you stop, you start. And I always ask people what they do to stay in shape. And I asked my mother still does the Thighmaster. Does that mean anything to anybody? In the 80s and 90s, Suzanne Somers was a beautiful blonde. And she had this contraption. It was called the Thighmaster. And it was a spring you stick between your knees. It's brilliant. So you stick it between your knees and you squeeze it as hard as you can for as long as you can. And the more reps you do, the more you look like Suzanne Somers, right? Some kind of magical thing that got going there. My mom finds one of these at a garage sale a couple months ago. Still in the box. Suzanne Somers had that swimsuit that went 80s style over her, like under her armpits, kind of. Remember that style? That was a good style back then. My mom's been working on this thing religiously for 3 months. Has not lost an ounce of weight. But if you pitch her a walnut, disintegrated. Throw me another one. She is freakishly strong with those muscles. She can't run a mile, but she can recycle about 100 aluminum cans in a minute. Bring it on! Give me that paint can! She's got a grip, and don't try to knock her off a mechanical bull either. She'll make that thing move. 8 more seconds, let's do this, come on! Just pick up your belt buckle and let's go, Mom. You're freaking people out, you're 80. So you start and stop, and everybody knows that the worst thing about working out is the day after your first workout, right? Because you're stiff. So I knew this going in. All I worked out my one time was my biceps and my calves, these two little stupid muscle groups. So the next morning I wake up, I can't extend my arm, and my toe is locked in this position. And you don't realize it until you get out of bed the next day. You're like, hey, oh my gosh, here we go. This is the look I was going for right there. I am seeing results immediately with this workout routine. $80 a month. What a deal. I don't have any money in the bank, but I'm a velociraptor, and chicks gotta dig this. And then there's one time I joined one of those gyms where you just like, it's like the gold, silver, power, crunch, kill you gym, where all the steroid head guys work out. And whenever you walk in a gym like that, I don't know what it is. You have to pretend you're like them. You're like a chameleon. All of a sudden, you're buffed. You walk up the counter and look like an idiot. You're like, I'd like you to take advantage of your spring special, please. And the guy behind the counter is like, we're going to have to set you up with a personal trainer because you have no muscles on your body. Have you ever worked out with a personal trainer? Do we have any personal trainers here? Really, back there? You can tell when someone's got a personal trainer. You can tell I'm the only guy in the gym who's got a personal trainer, because I'm the only one doing this special exercise. Hi, how are you? Hi. You ever see these poor guys? Hi, it's my first day. Can you tell? Hi. Everybody's doing regular stuff, and I'm lunging all over the gym. This is awesome. Excuse me, lunger coming through. I'm like, what's this doing for me, man? Well, it's helping your glutes, Mr. Kellen. Yeah, well, it's also helping me look like Super Dork. Thanks very much. 2 laps of this exercise, your butt will lock up. And it blows up 10 times its normal size. It hits you like that. You're walking around, something's wrong here. What happened? Something's trailing me. Oh, it's my own gigantic butt. How crazy is that? I came in here with nothing, and I got a place for my water bottle. Perfect, not a drop spilled. And once you tap out these muscles, they don't come right back right away. They're gone for like a day or two, right? You don't know this. You're like, that was a great set. I'm going to go to the bathroom now. Okay, here we go. Going down the stairs 3 at a time. Okay. Then you get to the bathroom and you got this thing going. What is that? I can't stand, but I can telegraph someone for help. SOS. And the best place to mug a person is the parking lot of a gym. Right? Come back. I'm working out. I'll kick your butt. Come on. I'll show you. So now age has kicked in. Now the gym I belong to now, my ego won't allow me to believe I'm not as strong as I used to be. Right? Every guy you walk in, every guy's saying, walk in, you're like, all right, 135's on the bench rack. All right. I've been warming up this since I was 15. Here we go. I'm in trouble. You ever stuck underneath the barbell at a public gym? You're like a mouse in a trap. You're like, come on, push it! Push it! Push! And you're old, and you're pushing too hard, and you're not strong. And you're like, push! Shouldn't have had that chili dog right before it worked out. and no one's helping you. You're like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta roll it, ow. Two broken hips, my kneecap slid over. Now I have a spotter assigned to me in my gym. Not a trainer, a spotter. So every time I walk in, they greet me. Like, hey, Mr. Kellen, how you doing? Bill, he's here. He's here, Bill. Mr. Kellen is here. Why don't you help him out before he craps all over the gym again? And having a spotter is cool if you're doing basic stuff. Doing like a bench press or even like a military. Because their job, when you're struggling, they just grab the barbell, rack the weight. Very cool. You ever had someone spot you when you're squatting? Uncomfortable. You know what squatting is? You got a barbell on your shoulders and you do knee bends. When you're struggling at this exercise, someone you don't know will come up from behind you and hug you from behind and ride you up and down. I wasn't ready for this. And his mouth is right by your ear going, I got you, bro. I got you, bro. I'm all, hey, bro, I can't see you. Do you even work here? I'm not really sure we should be. Do you feel that, bro? I don't know how to answer that. Just don't start speaking Spanish, or we got a problem here, bro.